Rare Book and Reader, Helen D. Lockwood Library, Vassar College, September 1977. Back in the days when we called freshmen freshmen, I was one, a lank-haired Vassar co-ed, newly landed, searching for the reason I was there. Before me, dead ahead, the future held its promise, like the shaded vistas in brochures, or like an album on the rack the moment you've decided that you have to buy it, take it home. And so I felt, caught in that no-man's land of post-arrival limbo, nothing sure except how much I didn't understand of privilege, wealth, and class, this much was clear. The album's title, Past, Present, and Future, and the cloak of Marvel's Doctor Strange vanishing through some portal on the cover, promised an escape, at least a change. The last track was inspired by Nostradamus, galaxy-seer and astrologer who wrote the prophecies, mysterious quatrains of cryptic riddles that declare foreknowledge of disaster, plague, and war, offering hints that tease and tantalize through allegory, tangled metaphor, the gullible who read with opened eyes. Hister, Hitler, three brothers, Kennedys, world wars, all three? Well, sure, he could be wrong, but if Al Stewart thought the prophecies troubling enough to put them in a song, what else would time confirm before too long? I sat, the huge book open to a page 500 years old in a foreign tongue, French mostly, brought out carefully from storage by a young librarian or senior, watchful and amused at my expense. Who wouldn't be? She knew I was no scholar steeped in 16th century charlatans, but just some boy who'd wandered in by chance or impulse, new to college, drifting still, his mind enraptured by coincidence, proclaimed as proof, each generation's will to buy such bunk as always, bottomless. Now I'd beheld an ur-text, reassured it did exist, a reader under glass. I sat, sealed in the hush, but not one word, archaic, clue-encoded, struck a chord. I'd never studied French, and yet I'd seen the priceless artifact kept under guard in some dark vault, climate-controlled within the labyrinthine archives I envisioned, briefly exposed to light, and then returned to deep oblivion, the world's end unknown and waiting. What else had I learned? That where the distant future is concerned, no language equal to it can exist, nor is their language clear and unadorned to show how time recedes into the past. Or if there is, it's written not for us, but for the eyes of one whose practiced gaze sees farther than our own, who knows that loss becomes the weight and measure of our days, who, in the hidden turnings of a phrase, detects a revelation cast in code we almost grasp, but which remains always unbroken, like the mercy that we're owed.